Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Is this Winola?
Yes, ma'am. This is Winola.
Hi, Winola. This is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Care. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And you?
Good, good. Thank you. So I was reaching out to you. I was looking over your file, and you have most of the requirements completed, but you are missing a few of them. Did you send me your ID? So I checked my emails, but I haven't gotten anything from you.
Wait a minute. Say that again, please.
Your IDs? Did you submit your IDs?
No, I didn't send my ID.
Okay.
But I will. You mean my driver's license?
Yeah, your driver's license is fine, or a state ID, the front and back. And I also
yes,
need a Social Security card.
Social Security card, too?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, I will. Now, on Saturday, I took that test again. So,
yes.
Will you be able to tell me whether I passed or not?
Yes, you did pass. It's perfect. Mhm. You did pass.
Thank
so we
you.
Got your application, your test, and your. Let me see. I submitted your background check, and we got the results immediately. So that's perfect. Now, the only thing that you're missing is your IDs, your I-9W-4 document. That's for your taxes. Your 2-year proof
wait,
of
wait,
residence.
Wait. Say that again now. You say for my what? For my taxes?
Your I-9 and W-4 form. The I-9 is for your IDs. The W-4 is for your taxes.
The W-4, okay. Now,
yeah.
Will the W-4 is for the taxes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll send you a link to complete that document.
Okay, now, Mr. Gooden, I had came over here this morning to help him anyway because something happened to his phone. Although I knew I wasn't on payroll yet. Ms.
Mm-hmm.
Monica, are you there?
I'm here. I'm listening.
Yeah, because something had happened to his phone. And so I had came over anyway. And he would like to speak to you. And you say, I just need to send my ID, Social Security number.
No, I need your ID. So a picture of your driver's license or state ID, and then a
okay.
picture of your social.
Okay.
You're missing your I-9W-4 document.
What's the I-9, you said?
I-9 is your ID. So basically, you need to send me
oh,
your
my ID.
ID. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And your W-4. That's for your taxes.
Okay. So did you send me the link to get my W-4?
I sent you the link, yes. Everything is on the email that I sent you. All
okay.
the requirements are on that email.
Okay.
Okay, you're missing your 2-year proof. So
my 2-year proof?
Yes. So if you look at the email, it states that you need a 2-year proof either to state that you're a resident of Pennsylvania. So you can either send me like an old ID that's expired, that's from 2023 or older.
You say an old ID?
Yes. That's from 2023 or older. You can send me a pay stub, a W-4 document that you got from 2023 or older. It needs to state your name, your Pennsylvania address, and I need to see the date on it.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm thinking I'm signing that for you.
Okay. It could also be
because
like a bill, like a utility bill, a phone bill that has your name on it, your Pennsylvania address, and the date of 2023 or older.
I have it, but see, 2023, I don't know if it's going to say 2023, but I have to really look for that because I think I don't know if I got it back that far or not. But I will look and try.
Perfect. And then you're missing your tuberculosis test, your TB test.
Tuberculosis test?
Yes.
About a month ago, but I think I was going to be working with Freedom Care, and I was. So,
Winola, I can't hear you. You're talking far from the phone.
Okay. I had took one about a month ago because I thought I was going to be working with Freedom Care.
Okay.
So maybe I could go get a copy of that?
Yeah, you can definitely send me a copy of that. If it's a month ago, you're up to date with that then.
Okay.
Okay, I just need you to send me the results when you get them. And then that's all I'm missing in terms of your onboarding. Now, I
okay.
did want to discuss your hourly rate because I don't think anybody discussed that with you, correct?
Wait, repeat that, please.
your hourly rate? Did anybody discuss that with you?
I think they told me $14.50. I'm not sure.
Do you know who you spoke to about that rate?
I don't even remember.
Let me see. So
but you can tell me how much it is, though.
I mean, I can put in a request for $14.50 and see if they...
No, but you can tell me how much it is because, you know, that don't mean it's what it is.
Mm-hmm. So I see that Joby's case, I think they were approved for 14 hours.
Right.
So, and they're in Philadelphia. So what we can offer you is a rate of $14. If you want me to put in a request for $14.50, I can definitely do that.
No, I paid $14.
Okay. All right. So we'll put
That'll
in,
be fine.
All right. So we'll put in the $14 here for you. And then let me just see. So you said that the patient wanted to speak with me?
Yes, ma'am. Hold on, please.
Sure.
Hello?
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Joby Goody. I'm having trouble with my phone. I'm waiting for a new one. And so anything you text me, I can't get. And, so you'll probably have to call me on a different phone.
So I'm going to let the coordinator know because I'm not generally in charge of your case. It's Erica. But is there like an alternative number that I can give her if she needs to reach out to you?
Okay, well... You could call Miss Williams then to save all that, and she won't let me know. No.
Okay.
Because
right,
my phone should come today or tomorrow, they told me.
Okay, that's fine. I'll let the coordinator know that if she needs to reach out to you to call Miss Williams, okay?
Okay. Thank you. You want Miss Williams back?
Sure. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Ms. Monica.
Hi, Winola. So I'll touch base with you. When do you think you'll be able to get those results in and send me the IDs?
I'll try and see if I can do it today. But, see, I don't know how to send that stuff. I'll try and find somebody to send it to you for me.
Can they send it to you via email? You just forward the email to me? Or if you have the results on paper... You can just take a picture and send it to me.
See, I have a flip phone, but I don't even know how you send a picture to nobody.
Oh, you're going to have to get someone to help you then.
Okay, Mr. Gooden said he'll help me.
Okay, perfect. All right, so then I'll touch. If I receive it today, then I'll respond to you and I'll let you know that I got it. If not, I'll
okay.
Speak with you tomorrow. Does that sound good?
Yes, ma'am. You say ID,
mm-hmm.
Social Security,
mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go and see, can I get a copy of my tuberculosis?
Yes, and remember, your two-year residency proof?
And yes, from 23.
Yes, and then your I-9W-4 document that I sent you the link for.
Okay, I-9. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Of course. Do you want me to text you the link for the I-9W-4?
If you text it to me, I won't be able to pull it up on my phone because I got a flip phone.
Oh, I see. Okay. I mean, do you want me to forward you the email again with the requirements so it's fresh on your email?
Yes, because I can't. It's not. Yes, you can.
All right,
that'll be fine. You can send it on my email and I get somebody to help me pull them up too.
All right. So I'll email you again. I'll forward the information to you again, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty, Winola. Have a good one, and we'll touch base tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Ms.